This shiur is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisuchu ben Chaim Mashkat, our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum, who needs very, very big rachamei shumayim. I think we should all make a special effort dedicating our tefillahs, our learning, and our mitzvahs to Chaim's Refuah. I am sorry to say that Chaim once again is in great danger, and we have to make a renewed and greater effort that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be merachem on such a wonderful person and such a beautiful family. Chaim has a lot of zchuyos, but he definitely could use our Torah and our tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishlach lo refuah shleima min hashamayim. I have an additional request. My younger brother-in-law was badly hurt in a car accident the day before yesterday, and I ask you all to have him in mind in your Torah and in your tefillahs. Avram Yehuda Mechoel ben Leah l'refuah shleima. This Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, is Parshas HaChodesh, and in the framework of our preparations to Chag HaMatzos, to Pesach, we read Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh Ezelochem Rosh Chodeshim, because the Yomim Tovim are dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh. Shabbos, the Nusach HaTfilah is Mekadosh HaShabbos. However, Yomim Tovim, the Nusach HaTfilah is Mekadosh Yisroel V'Azmanim. And the Gemara explains, Yisroel Heim DeMekadosh HaZmanim. Kiddush HaMoyadim is Tolui in Yisroel, because when Beis Din is Mekadosh HaChodeshim, that determines when the Yomim Tovim will be. So the topic we will be discussing today is not so much Kiddush HaChodesh, but rather our minig of Birchas HaChodesh. Birchas HaChodesh, Shabbos Mevorchim, is any Shabbos that comes before Rosh Chodesh, and our minig is before Musaf, we say Birchas HaChodesh. We announce when the Meilad is, what day Rosh Chodesh will be, and then we say a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechadesh oleinu es HaChodesh hazeh lasosoin v'lesimcho. So let's just start off with a few very brief halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh. As the Rambam makes clear in Mitzvot Asei Kuf Nun Gimel Sefer HaMitzvot, and also the beginning of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Ramban and Parshas Boy, Rashi and Parshas Boy, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachot She'eshono. This Parsha we will be learning on this coming Shabbos. This is the source of the Mitzvot of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Mitzvot of Bezin to be Mechadesh and Mekadesh Chodeshim. However, the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh quotes an additional pasuk also regarding the same mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk that we find in Parshas Emor. Ela Moyadei Hashem Asher Tikru Oisam B'Moyadam. The Rambam writes that this mitzvah, Asher Tikru Oisam B'Moyadam, is the source that Bezin is Machiyev to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and accepting Eidus, qualifying the Eidus, and notifying Klal Yisrael when the Moyadim will be, and the Rambam quotes another Pasuk. To reconcile what seems to be a stira in the two different Rambams, let's just mention that the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Chof Aleph, we find a lotion of the Gemara, Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush. Now there are two different perushim in that sugya. The Rishbam says, Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush doesn't really mean that we are Mekadosh the Moyadim, but rather we are Mekadosh Chodoshim, and by Kiddush Chodesh we determine when the various Moyadim will be. However, the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different opinion. Rabbeinu Chananel says that besides Kiddush HaChodesh, Beis Din also has to be directly Mekadosh the Moyadim and say, this is the Moyad, this is the day, and that is what the Gemara means in Bava Basra, Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush. If we would accept the interpretation of Rabbeinu Chananel, we would say that the two psukim refer to two different mitzvahs. HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachot She'eshono, is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, while Ela Moyad Hashem Ashetikru U Oisam B'Moyadam would refer to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaMoed, because the pasuk is Ela Moyad Hashem. However, that would not be the case with the Rambam, because it seems to be very clear in the formulations of the Rambam, both sources, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and once again in Sefer HaMitzvos, that the Rambam does not maintain that there is a special mitzvah of Kiddush HaMoed. This seems to be very clear in the Rambam, that the only mitzvah we have in this context, in this sugya, is Kiddush HaChodesh Belvad, and therefore we need a different interpretation to explain the Rambam. I do feel that the Lecha Mishnah is the correct approach. The Lecha Mishnah explains that there is no contradiction at all. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh has its source in the Pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. When the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin quotes the other Pasuk, the Rambam is only explaining what is the source when the Rambam writes in Beis Nes Metzuva, Yishlachu v'yodiyu v'shar ha'am be'ezi yom hu resh chodesh kedei she'edu be'ezi yom hen ha'mo'adot? Where is this halacha based? On what pasuk is it based? That is because asher tikru oisam mekroi kodesh. Asher tikru oisam means not only reading for yourself, but announcing and notifying the nation, the people, when the moyadris will be. That is the way the Rambam explains the pasuk, Eila Moed Hashem, Asher Tikru Oysam, Mikroi Kodesh. So this refers to the mitzvah, as I explained, of Kiddush HaChodesh. However, Bizman Shein, Beis HaMikdash Klayim, there is no Beis in the Yerushalayim, Beis HaGodol and Nishkas HaGozes, in Har HaBayis, there no longer is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, but we have a minig every Shabbos Mavorchim of Birchas HaChodesh. Does Birchas HaChodesh have anything to do with Kiddush HaChodesh? Obviously it does, because the minig of Birchas HaChodesh has no source in Bavli or Yerushalmi. We find this minig b'divrei harishonim, but it is not mentioned in the Talmudim, in divrei Chazal. The Magen Avraham in Tov Yud Zayin writes that our minig is to say Berachas HaChodesh every Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, besides Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, as we all know. But all the other Shabbos Mevorchim, we have a special tefillah that we call Berachas HaChodesh, and the Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Arayim. The Arayim was one of the great Balei HaTosfos, that the Arayim writes that Berachas HaChodesh has nothing to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. It is not Kiddush HaChodesh, but rather a minig of Berachas HaChodesh. However, the Magen Avraham writes that the minig is one must stand when we say Berachas HaChodesh, because just like we said Kiddush HaChodesh Ba'amida, Berachas HaChodesh also has to be Ba'amida. So there seems to be a contradiction between the Reisha of the Magen Avraham and the Sefer, because in the Reisha we say that Berachas HaChodesh is not Kiddush HaChodesh, but then the Magen Avraham goes on to say that Berachas HaChodesh should be said while standing up, just like the minig was by Kiddush HaChodesh. I would simply say that it's not a contradiction, because the Magen Avraham quotes the Arayim saying that Berachas HaChodesh is not Kiddush HaChodesh, but it still could be Zeichar LeKiddush HaChodesh. And if we check the formulation, the Loshon of the Arayim appears in Mitzvah Reish Nun Tes. The Arayim comes to explain, obviously there were some people that had this mistake in his times, thinking that when the congregation comes together and the Shliach Tzibur is Machlas when Rosh Chodesh is, some people thought that that actually was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Arayim says, no, it is not Kiddush HaChodesh, but it would still be possible that it's a Zeichel LeKiddush HaChodesh. The same as the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arayim we find in many Rishonim, Machzor Vitri, Simen Kuf Sadik, Or Zerua Hilchas HaChodesh Simen Tov Nun Beis. However, Shebole HaLeket, in Mitzvah, not Mitzvah, but rather Simen Kuf Ayin, the Shebole HaLeket goes one step further, and he says that Berachas HaChodesh is not even a Zeichel HaKiddush HaChodesh. So what is Berachas HaChodesh all about? The Arayim, the Or Zerua, Machzor Vitri, and the Shebole HaLeket all say that the reasoning of Berachas HaChodesh, and the reason this minhag was put into place, is just to notify the people. People should know when Rosh Chodesh is. Nafka mina, for the various halachos of Rosh Chodesh. Primarily the tefillah. People should not forget to say Me'ena Ma'ura, Yalavi Yavoi to say Halel, according to those Rishonim that maintain that we say Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Actually, everybody agrees that we say Halel. That's the meaning we find in the Gemara. The Mechloikis is rather whether we say a Baruch or not. And the women do not do a Melach on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore it is important to let the people know when Rosh Chodesh will be, and that is why we say Berchas HaChodesh. So according to Shabbali Aleket, if Berchas HaChodesh is not even a Zeichel at Kiddush HaChodesh, it wouldn't be so reasonable to say that we stand by Berchas HaChodesh, because Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash HaRekayim, they used to stand by Kiddush HaChodesh, and Berchas HaChodesh is not even a Zeichel at Kiddush HaChodesh. However, we do find Rishonim in which it seems to be obvious that Berchas HaChodesh is specifically, clearly, a Zecher LeKiddush HaChodesh. And that is obvious, Be'ikar in the Ravyo. The Ravyo was one of the great Rishonim in Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Siman Kuf Lamed, after explaining the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh and the formulation of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ravyo goes on and very clearly says, Mikan Nahagu, to say Berchas HaChodesh, and the Rav Yo makes it very clear that Berchas HaChodesh is a Zeichel LeKiddush HaChodesh. I think we could prove that approach also from Seder Rav Amram Gon, because in Seder Rav Amram Gon we find the tefillah of Berchas HaChodesh not in Shabbos Lifnei Rosh Chodesh, but rather in the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. So when the Shabbat Aleket argues that Berchas HaChodesh is not even a Zeichel LeKiddush HaChodesh, his main argument is, if Berchas HaChodesh has anything to do with Kiddush HaChodesh, why do we say it the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh? We should say it on Rosh Chodesh, and not the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Berchas HaChodesh cannot have anything to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. So if Amram Gon really feels, really maintains that the tefillah of Berchas HaChodesh is said on Rosh Chodesh, that obviously would prove that his opinion is that it definitely and clearly is a Zeichel LeKiddush HaChodesh. However, that is not our minhag. Dealing with the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on the spot, the Nizagos of Shechen Noach, is astounded, and he says, where did the Magen Avraham find that we say Kiddush HaChodesh while standing? It seems to be obvious in the Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Daled, that we say Kiddush HaChodesh seated, because the Mishnah says that if there are no Edom to testify that they saw the Moilad of the Lavana, the birth of the new Yereh, the new moon, and the Beis Din themselves testified that they saw, they witnessed the moon, Yoshivu Mechavereh Meitzele Yochid Ve'idu Befonav, and then the Beis Din says Mekudash, the Rosh Beis Din says Mekudash. So obviously, at the stage of Eidus, the Mishnah says, Yoshivu Mechavereh Meitzel Yochid, two of them should sit with the Yochid. So obviously, they were seated. Well, one must maintain, according to the Magen Avraham, they sat down to be Mechavereh, because always when Beis Din is Mechavereh, the Dayanim have to be seated. But then they got up to say Mekudesh. But obviously, the Bekivege's argument is, if they had to get up before saying Mekudesh, why isn't that explained to the Mishnah? So in the Mishnah, there is no mention that the Yoram have to stand after receiving testimony in order to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, or the Kidei argues that would obviously prove that they were seated while saying Mekudesh. So the Kidei argues that it's a Chiddush that the Moravon feels, maintains, and writes that Kiddush HaChodesh was while the Yonim were standing the Amid. So I think in order to explain the Magen Avraham, let's just quote a Gzeirah Shuvah that we find in various sources in the Rishonim. I remember these three sources, but I would imagine that there are some more. Shabbai Le'elaket Simen Shin Samach Vav explains, why does a person have to stand while being Mekayim Dalad Minim Mitzvahs Lulav? So I think the Shabbat Aleket brings from Sefer Lekach Toiv, Adar Rishonim bring this Gzeirah Shuvah from Psikta. But the Shabbat Aleket writes, Usafartem Lechem Memochros HaShabbos. That's the Mitzvah of Sefiras Uvoimah. And by the Mitzvah of Dalad Minim, the Pesuk says, Ulakachtem Lechem B'Yoyim HaRishon. Lochem Lochem Gzeirah Shuvah. Regarding Sefiras Uvoimah, there's a famous Gemara in Menachos that Tzvias HaOmer must be said while standing, and the Gemara darshens Mahochel Charmeish Bekomo Al Tikro Bekomo Ela Bekoimo Koimo Zekufo. And Shabbat Elekha says, just like Tzvias HaOmer has to be said standing, Mrs. Lulu also has to be performed while standing. The smack in Siman Tzadik Beis, quoted in the Bais Yosef in Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Ches, writes that we say Berachas Atalas while standing, saying Zayir Shava. By Tzvias HaOmer the Pasuk says Usfatam Lochem, and Tzitzis the Pasuk says Vahoyo Lochem Lo Tzitzis, Lochem Lochem Zayir Shava. Sefer HaEshkol Hilchos Berachas Hoidoya Siman Chov Gimel explains why we say Kiddush Levona while standing, because Kiddush Levona is based on the Pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem 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 Gzeir Shava. So three sources in the Rishonim, Lochem Lochem Gzeir Shava, and various mitzvahs, different mitzvahs, whether it's Lulav or Tzitzis or Kiddush Levona, are performed while standing. And I say the same token, the same rule would definitely apply to Kiddush HaChodesh. Well, Kiddush Levona is only the Rabbanon. Kiddush HaChodesh is the real thing, the real mitzvah. Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh is the Lochem, 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 Gzeir Shava. So the great Gadol, the Marsham, I don't remember whether he brings the three sources, but I do remember that in Senator Yudzayin, he quotes the Psikta, and he says, probably this is the source of the Mogen Avraham, that Kiddush HaChodesh was said while standing, and that is the reason the same rule would apply to Berachas HaChodesh. Obviously, the Mogen Avraham maintaining that Berachas HaChodesh is a zecher leKiddush HaChodesh. Another idea I always thought is, well, in the Mishnah it seems to be obvious, as Rabbi Kiva argues, that the Rosh Beizin and his friends, the Yonam, were seated. But it is also mavor in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, as I quoted, that the Rosh Beizin says Mikudash, and then the people that were on the side, the people that were part of the ceremony of Kiddush HaChodesh, the people respond to the Rosh Beis, and after the Rosh Beis announced Mekudash, Kol Ha'am, the people said Mekudash, Mekudash. And maybe the Rosh Beis was seated, but obviously Kol Ha'am Oinen Acharov Mekudash, Mekudash, probably they were standing. Why was the Rosh Beis seated when he says Mekudash? Probably because it's like din. If Beis Din is Mekabel Eidim, testimony, and then they decide to be Mekabel Shechodesh, that is like Gemar Din. The Gemar Din, the Yonin, be Yeshiva. And the Turi Evin on the spot actually explains. That is why the Beis Din is seated, because it's Gemar Din. And that is why it's B'yayim V'lo B'layla. So, by Gemar Din, the Yonim are seated, but the other people stand, whether it's the Edom or the litigants, the claimant, the defendant, they have to be standing. So maybe in the same way that the Yonam are seated, Kol Am Shomrei Mekudesh Mekudesh, they are standing. And maybe the meaning of Berachas HaChodesh is not based on the ceremonial part of the Yonam announcing Mekudesh, but rather of the people responding and saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And I could only guess that the Yonam were seated, but the other people, the other participants, and the other the other people that were there participating in Kiddush HaChodesh probably were standing and not seated. An interesting minute we do find in Menhoge Vermeise. Menhoge Vermeise from Rabbi Yosef Shemesh was it's one of the more important sforim defining a collection of Menhoge Ashkenaz. And in Sefer Menhogem de Kiyele Kedosh of Vermeise, we find an interesting minute that the Shliat Tzibur is seated by Berachas HaChodesh. He turns to the person seated on his right, and then he turns to the person seated on his left, and he asks him, should we be Mekadesh HaChodesh? Should we announce that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday or Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh? And then they say that day is Rosh Chodesh, and then the people say the tefillah of Berachas HaChodesh. So this minig is very similar to the real ceremony of Kiddush HaChodesh. in which the three, the Yonim, conversed between themselves, and then they decided to be Mekadosh HaKodesh, and the Tzibur responded by saying Mekodesh, Mekodesh. So according to Menhol HaVarmaiza, this is very similar, and it seems to be obvious that the ceremony, the mitzvah, the minhag of Berachas HaKodesh is based on Kiddush HaKodesh. I am not aware whether there are any Ashkenazi kiddush in our time that still have this minhag. I would be very interested to learn about that. The Moshe Zatzal Anigris Moshe Chedakalaf Orchaim Sinakuf Mein Beis also deals with the Mugen Avraham and trying to find a response to the Kiva Eges question. Where did the Mugen Avraham find, and why does he maintain that by Kiddush HaKodesh they were standing? And Rav Moshe has two ideas. One is a Chiddush, and he says, he quotes Tosfos Brachos Memches Omed Aleph. Tosfos quotes Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, I think it's very close. If they didn't have 10 people, or they had 10 and one had to leave by Ibur Hashana, they brought a Sefer Torah and they were holding a Sefer Torah. There's a similar Gemara discussion in Brachos Memches. There are shittas that if you have 9 people and you have a Sefer Torah, that would be considered as if a 10th person would be present, and it is considered as if you have a minyan. So Tosfos brings from Pirkei de Eliezer, that was the meaning regarding Ibur Hashana. So Rav Moshe says, probably Kiddush HaKodesh is the same, and because they had a Sefer Torah, that's why they were standing. And that is the reason we have a Sefer Torah by Berachas HaKodesh. The Shliach Tzibur holds the Sefer Torah, and therefore we must stand Mishum Kavoidoi Shel Torah. Whenever a Sefer Torah is not in the Oren Kodesh, we have to stand. So that is the Moshe's interpretation, explanation why Berachas HaKodesh is said while standing. I find this approach a big Kiddush for various reasons. First of all, the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer does not deal with Kiddush HaKodesh, but rather with Ibur Hashana. Number one, according to Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, it wasn't standard custom, but only if they had 10 people and one had to leave. And it is not reasonable. That is why we have a Sefer Torah, because once in an extraordinary case they brought in a Sefer Torah for Ibur Hashana. But the third argument is, one doesn't have to stand only when the Torah is on the go, when it's going from one place to the other and it passes. That is when a person has to get up. But when the Sefer Torah is in a person's hand, and he's not moving, he's not walking, he's not transferring the Sefer from one place to the other, there is no need to stand. The Shaar Tzion and Sinekuf Menvav, the Mishnah Brura, Sif Kotn Yudches, makes it clear that by Haskalos Nishomes, when we say Yizkor, even though the Shliach Tzibur has a Sefer Torah in his arms, one does not have to stand. I wrote a Shuva dealing with the question of Simchas Torah. In many shuls, the hakufas take hours upon hours, and the Sefer Torah are being held in people's arms. People embrace the Sefer Torah, says everybody have to stand up. There are many elderly people and people who have tremendous difficulty standing for hours upon hours. And I made clear my opinion. I think the one is entitled to sit not only between one hakuf and the other, even b'shas the hakufas, because it is only when the Sefer Torah is passing, that means being transferred from one place to the other, one has to stand. So just like a person doesn't have to stand by Yizkor, he would not be required to stand either by Kiddush HaKodesh or by Berachas HaKodesh. And therefore, the first approach of Rav Moshe is not very reasonable. However, Rav Moshe makes another point, and that is extremely similar to what I mentioned before. Rav Moshe says that the Dayanim probably were seated, but the people usually, probably, we could assume, were standing, and therefore the minhag of Berachas HaKodesh is to stand. However, Rav Moshe, when putting forth this approach, this explanation, writes a line which I have great difficulty accepting. Rav Moshe writes that the Ikra mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh is not that the Yonim saying Mekudesh, but rather the people responding and saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Because when the Rosh Beis Din says Mekudesh, that is merely a Psak Din. That is merely a decision. It is not the Ikra Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ikar Mitzvah is the response when the congregation, the people, the participants, they said Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and therefore we have to stand just like they were standing. Why do I find this a big Kiddush? How could one say that the Ikar Mitzvah is the response of the people? That isn't Ma'akav at all. And Rav Moshe quotes that over that it isn't Ma'akav. It seems to be very clear in the Rambam that the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is only upon the Beis Din. The people say Mechudesh, Mechudesh, I think that was only part of the ceremony. But the Mitzvah is on the Beis Din. And the Ikar Mitzvah is not the response of the people. But however, I think the approach is the right approach, and there is no need to maintain that the Ikar Mitzvah is the response of the people, and nevertheless, I think there is a certain degree of logic in saying that when we say Berachas HaChodesh, it is not based on the act of the Beis Din, because we are not a Beis Din, but rather the response of the people declaring Mekudesh Mekudesh, that is what the minhag of Berachas HaChodesh is based on. An additional comment that Moshe writes, that why do we need a Sefer Torah when we say Berachas HaChodesh? Once again, that would prove, according to the Moshe, that Berachas HaChodesh is based on Kiddush HaChodesh, and just like they had a Sefer Torah with Kiddush HaChodesh, the same would apply to Berachas HaChodesh. But I made it very clear just a few moments ago that a Sefer Torah was not needed by Kiddush HaChodesh. Maximum, only if they didn't have a minyan. The Chavis Yoya, in his great Sefer on Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, Mikor HaChaim, by the Halachas Katzoras, the Chavis Yoya brings this minag, and the Chavis Yoya has a different approach. And he says, we hold the Sefer Torah just as if pleading with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then in the schus of the Sefer Torah, our Tefillah should be niskabel, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mechadesh oleinu as a chodesh azel atoiva velevrocha. There would be a difference between Rav Moshe's approach and the Mekor Chaim, the Chavis Yoreh. According to Rav Moshe, we have to hold the Sefer Torah only when saying the Moilad and saying when Rosh Chodesh would be. According to the Chavis Yoreh, no. Now, that is not the stage in which we have to hold the Sefer Torah, but rather when we say the tefillah of Yehi Rotzon, begging the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us Shetechadesh Olein as a Kodesh Yisrael Atoiv Alav Rochu, and then when we say Yechadesh Yehu Kodesh Baruch Hu Oleinu Val Kol Amoy Beis Yisrael, after when we pray to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we daven, that is when we have to hold the Sefer Torah. So our minig is that the Shliach Tzibah takes the Sefer Torah into his arms before saying, before declaring when Rosh Chodesh should be, and he keeps the Sefer Torah when he says Yechadeshayu, so we are covered from all sides. Echoyes b'zeh v'gamezeh al Tanach Yodcho. I started off today's shir by saying that the meaning of Berachas HaChodesh is not found either in Bavli or in Yerushalmi, but only in the Rishonim. However, maybe we do find a remez in Yerushalmi, Mesechet Sanhedrin, Chof Hei Amud Beis. Chafayim at the basis in Eden, we are dealing with Dinei Eidus, and the Mishnah says, if two Eidim come, and they both testify regarding the same incident, one says, it happened B'Shani B'Chodesh, and the other says B'Shlishi B'Chodesh, we do not consider them as contradictory, because Rubid Enche To'u B'Iburi B'Yarcha, most people make a mistake regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, and they might not know whether it's the second day of the month or the third day of the month. Rabbi Yossi argues, I never davened Musaf before knowing when Rosh Chodesh is. The Pnei Moshe, one of the major commentaries of the Yerushalmi, explains to which Musaf is he referring. Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And that would be very strange. I never davened Musaf Rosh Chodesh without knowing whether it's Rosh Chodesh. Nobody in the world davened Musaf Rosh Chodesh without knowing whether it's Rosh Chodesh. If he doesn't know whether it's Rosh Chodesh, why in the world would he daven Musaf? And what about Shachas? What about Mariv? Rabbi Yosef Shonatanson, in Hagos Sin Yerushalayim, the Yerushalmi says, maybe this is the source of our meaning to declare when the Moilad is before davening Musaf. I don't know whether the Yerushalmi is a source dafka to the specific minig of declaring when the Maalid is, but I think it's more reasonable that the Yerushalmi is the source of the basic minig of Berachas HaChodesh, the declaration notifying the Tzibur what day Rish Chodesh will be, and that is clear in Orach HaShulchan Tov Yud Zayin, in Siv Zayin, and in Siv Ches. An additional point I saw in the Orach HaShulchan, which is extremely appealing to me, is the Orach HaShulchan's basic approach is, it is clear that Berachas HaChodesh is a Zeichel HaKiddush HaChodesh, but the Rishonim have a different approach. The Rishonim say that Kiddush Berachas HaChodesh is to let the people know when Rish Chodesh would be, because it's important that they know when to observe the halachas of Rish Chodesh. So the Orach HaShulchan specifies the basic minhag of Berachas HaChodesh is to say Kiddush Chodesh, but why do we do it the Shabbos before and not actually on Rish Chodesh? We take advantage of this minhag and we do it the Shabbos before to let the people know actually when Rish Chodesh will be. So that is reconciling the two different explanations we have in the meaning of Berachas HaChodesh. There is an argument regarding the formulation of Berachas HaChodesh. The Orach HaShulchan is surprised why we say Yirotzen Melfonehu, which is a tefillah, we are not to ask any bekoshes Shabbos. Definitely not Tzorchei Yochid. So he is surprised that we say this for Yehi Rotzon. The meaning of the Gaon was not to say Yehi Rotzon. So the Orach HaShulchan doesn't have a tie only on Yehi Rotzon, but he does not reject Yechadashev HaKadosh Baruch Oleinu Val Kal Amay Beis Yisrael HaChayim V'Lesholem L'Sosin V'Lesimcha, because I don't understand exactly why, because I think that the second for Yechadashev according to the Orach HaShulchan is merely, it's not really a tefillah, but same time, some type of a general hope and confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. But the formulation Yehi Rotzon Melfonehu Shetechadesh Aleinu Asad Chodesh Hazeh seems to be more of the cautious protios in the eyes of the Orach HaShulchan. But he writes, it's a minig. How could I argue against the minig? The Gaon did not say Yehi Rotzon, as we find in various forms of Talmidei HaGra. Basically, I think that it does not have to be defined as because it's Tzorach Protios, it's Tzorachei Rabim. The formulation is not a personal one. We do not say Shetuchadish Ulai, but rather Shetuchadish Uleinu, and therefore Godel Aminag, and that is the meaning, and it should not be rejected. So we explained that Berachas HaChodesh might have a dual explanation. On one hand, letting the people know when Rish Chodesh is, but on the other hand, it, according to many Rishonim, and I think that is basic understanding, it is also a Zecher LeKiddush HaChodesh. We find similar interpretation regarding Yalav Yovel. Yalav Yovel, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Amid Beis, if a person did not see Yalav Yovel by Arvis, by Marev in Rish Chodesh, he does not have to go over Shmoneh Esrei again, because Ein Mikachin Es HaChodesh Belaila. And I always wonder about this halacha, because the source of Yalav Yovel is in Shabbos Chof Dalet, and it seems to be very clear in that sugya that there is no difference between Yalav Yovel and Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, or Rish Chodesh. Every day that has Musaf, Tzorech Lahaskir Me'ein HaMe'ure. So what does it have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh? It's probably a din in Hilchos Tefillah. In all these days that have a certain special Kiddusha, one has to be Maskir Me'ein HaMe'ure. That's why we say Yalav Yovel. Would Yalav Yovel be a Zeichel Kiddush HaChodesh? What does it have to do with Ein Mekatzin HaChodesh Belaila? So what would seem to be the understanding, in my opinion, is it's not a contradiction, it's not a stira, definitely is a din in Hilchos Tefillah, but nevertheless, regarding the major discussion and broader framework, when do we have to say again, when don't we have to say again, Chazal did take into account that a mekatzin HaChodesh Belaila, and therefore their ruling was that you do not have to say Shmoneh Esrei once again if you left out Yalav Yovel, because Ein Mekatzin Esach Chodesh Belayla. One might argue, even though I think it is a far-fetched argument, I don't really think it is very reasonable, but one might argue that Eimakatsh and Esach Chodesh Belayla proves that the Ikki Kedushas Esach Chodesh is beyond Velo Belayla. What is the reason that Eimakatsh and Esach Chodesh Belayla? Pashtus, we understand that Kiddush HaKodesh is just like any other Maisa Beis Din. It's like a din. And if it's din, then ain't donam b'layla. But the Rambam says a Kiddush, Seitra mitzvah, mitzvah seikuf nun gimel, ein mekatshin as a Kiddush b'layla, mishum shenemar, meyomim yomimo. So according to the Rambam, it's a special halacha regarding dinei roish chodesh, ein mekatshin as a Kiddush b'layla. But nevertheless, I don't think that the simple halachic interpretation would be that there is no major kedushas Rosh Chodesh Balayla. I think it probably is more reasonable to say it's a din mesuyim in Rosh Chodesh, and everything that has to do with Rosh Chodesh, even Yalav Yovo, in a certain degree, b'derech min adrochim, has to do with Kiddush HaChodesh, and because in Mekatshin Rosh Chodesh Balayla, one does not have to say Yalav Yovo again. Minchasosh and Chumash Shemois and Simen Tesvav, there's a very lengthy discussion regarding Kiddush Levona, and in Ois Aleph, in the first part of that article, I brought from the Medrash, and I argued that Kiddush Levona is also a Zecha, le Kiddush HaChodesh. We will not go over that again. One of you could check it in Minchasosh and Chumash Shemois and Tesvav. So obviously, various Alochas of Rosh Chodesh in a way have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh, which was a Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayu Kayom. Regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, Parshas HaChodesh and Berachas HaChodesh, the Goyim are Moina Lachama, Yisrael Moinim Lelavona. The non-Jewish year is the year of the sun. The Jewish year is the year of the moon. Chazal said that Tomasuoilam Nimshelo Lashemesh Lachamo Yisrael Nimshelo Lavona. Why would they have the sun and we have the moon? The sun is vastly greater and larger than the moon. So why would the sun be theirs and the moon be ours? Obviously, there are more goyim than yidden. We are a great minority. Lo merubchem mekol ha'amim. Bochor Hashem bechem ki atem hama'atim mikol ha'ami. With a Musardic approach, I used to say, I still do, and I hope I will go on for many years. Sounds better in Lashon Kodesh than in English. Lo chashuv kama ata gadol, chashuv kama ata gadel. It's not so important how big you are. It's all about growth. Are you growing? The sun is huge, but it didn't grow 1 centimeter, 1 inch, since it was created, b'sheishes yimei bereishis. The moon is in a constant struggle. He is obliterated every month, not to be seen, not to be found, and then he comes back again, little by little, inching his way forward and growing. That is symbolic of Klal Yisrael, of each and every individual Jew and the life of our people. I brought the Medrash in Sichas Minchas Osher, Sichas Alatoyra Parshas Bai. The Medrash says that our story, the story of the Jews, resembles the moon. The moon reigns by night, the sun reigns by day. Great empires in the history of mankind, each and every one of them having its moment of glory under the sun. The Roman Empire, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, each of them having its moment of glory, and then moving off the stage, sinking into destruction and ultimately into oblivion. Just 75 years ago, a terrible dictator spoke about the Reich of 1,000 years, Yimach Shemai V'Zichrei, ending up in the ash heap of history. Omer Olam have the sun. Only we are kings of the night. The night is a moshel to the galus. In many sources, in Navi, when the Navi speaks about night, the kavon is the galus. We are the people. Nafshi la Hashem nishrim la boiker, shomrim la boiker. We await the morning, the rising of the sun, Shemesh shel Moshiach. So the moon reigns supreme throughout the night. And the moon is there even when it isn't obvious. It is not to be seen, but it's there. And that is a remez to Klal Yisrael. No other people survived such a terrible destiny. What a story. Goylo achar goylo, goylo vesuro chavuko udvuko bach, as we say in the Hoshanas. It is only the people of Israel, the Jews, that could survive so many generations of Hester Poni, of Golos. I constantly quote Reb Yankovem writing in Sulam Beis Kel, because my great Rebbe, the Klozen of the Rebbe, used to quote this line, Chai Roishi, that is a lotion of Shavua. Kasher ani mizbeinen b'kiyum Klal Yisrael b'galus, just observing and contemplating the kiyum of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. Goler anes hazeh b'yayinai mekol anisim shenasu v'Yisrael b'mitzrayim al hayam u'v'yeretz Yisrael. The miracle of Klal Yisrael's existence, the miracle that we are still around, that we prevailed, is a greater miracle than Aseres Hamakos, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Mamed Har Sinai. Rabbi Yankovem wrote those words 300 years ago. What would he say today, after the Holocaust, after an additional 300 years of Tzoras, of Shiabud, of persecution of Hester Ponim? Probably he would say that this Nes is greater than Bria Shemayim Voretz. I don't know what else could be said. So we are the story of the moon. We are kings of the night, of the girls. The moon is always there. Not always is he obvious. I assume that early people, looking up at the skies, when they saw the moon shrinking and then disappearing altogether, were terrified. They didn't know whether he'll ever be back again. That is the story of the Jews. Many thought that they are witnessing the final solution to the Jewish problem. But we are here. Greater in strength and dedication and devotion and a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than previous times. The story of the moon is the story of the Jewish people. We are Maina Lelavonim. And it is from the moon that we get our chizuk. That is our story. We are the moon of this world. And that is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Berachas HaChodesh, Kiddush Levona. Parashas HaChodesh is one of the Dalet Parashiyos that are a preparation to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Chag HaMatzos. Yerotzum, we should be zeich. Menisan nigalu ubenisan asiden lehigoel. We should be zeich in this coming Chodesh Nisan to experience the Geula Shalena Bias Moshiach Tzidkeinu and Binyan Beis Hamikdash B'mheirov Yomeinu. Amen.